it's good for now that the flights are coming back. It's the Mishnah Mara, it's going to work. The whole world. The whole world is people who are interested in Yiddishkeit, and people who are interested in people who are going. It's a very big sod. It's the sod of. We discussed last week, and then we discussed it together. We discussed last week the end of. Maybe we discussed it together. We discussed the end of the Sha'anun. The Sha'anun is the addiction of a person. We discussed it another last week. So Pshat is that it's also the same Akuda by Gerim. Before a person becomes a Ger, you've got to completely outlaw it rationally. He doesn't have to tell him, you know, what's up with Moshadas, what seems to become a need, a need and a hair. Why? Because a person can't become a Ger rationally. A person can only become a Ger if it's shaykh to them. In Exodus the Mashiach, everything's in the need of the Nun. I said last week, everything's in the need of an addiction. So Pshat is that an addiction means it's Lamal and Mitamadas, you can't explain it. If a goy wants to become a yid, it means that the nitzitz inside him belongs in Klal Yisrael. So therefore, it won't help to put him in a goy. It won't help that this nitzitz is in a goy, because his passion, his addiction, is to Klal Yisrael. Nothing will happen. It'll have to come out. And you're going to explain him, and you're going to explain him that it's not worth it for him. Zalom Adaber doesn't talk to him. It's an Indian of it's part of the Chamishim, it's an Indian way. If it's a passion, if it's an addiction of his, then it shows that he's shaykh to the Nun Shari Kavushim. Then it shows he's Nun Shari Kavushim. That's why you've got to check him out. You've got to see, is it coming because he's b'machshava, sichli, intellectually, he says it's a good thing for him. So maybe then we don't want him. We don't need going because it's intellectually proven, intellectually worthwhile being a Yid. No. We want to know is he shaykh to us or not. If he's shaykh to us or not, then it's a passion. If he's shaykh to us, then it's an addiction. If it's an addiction, how would you know it's an addiction or not? If you tell him every reason why it's dangerous, you go up to a guy who's on drugs, and you tell him every reason that it's going to kill him, and it's going to kill his mishpacha, and he's going to get thrown out of fire for his job, and you give him every reason, it's an addiction. Rationalism doesn't speak to him. That means it's an addiction. So too, the gayim who come to Yiddishkeit have to shaykh to the Nun Shari Kedusha. The nitzitz inside them shaykh to Nun Shari Kedusha. And then it's an addiction. It's something that they feel that they need. And it's lemal and rashes. Because of the Mashiach, everything al-koch, like we said, the Mashiach is the bechin of Yoivu. Yoivu means the avodim b'al-koch have to come back to their shayrish. Al-koch have to come back to the shayrish. That's Nun. Yoivu is in the 50th year. It's like the tkuf of Mashiach is the tkuf of Yoivu. Everything has to come back. So they're going to come back, and it's not going to help. It's going to be, again, it's going to be lemal mitam b'adas. So that's not what you're seeing now. It's totally enough. Everything is happening in addictions. Everything is happening lemal mitam b'adas. So it's something that the goyim themselves come to explain what their zika, what their trick is. It's a mitzvah. Mamash happening the whole time. The Rebbe meant it. I mean, the Rebbe, his kufa, the Rebbe was seeing then what's going on now. Everything he was seeing that as part of the Molhar today, as Hashem, all his inyanim that was going to happen. He had a certain vision of what the world is going to look like when the Mashiach comes. He writes them, you know, from the famous letter, Yom Halchi Lachid, Avoy Lifni Zeh, Hischel Srakim Medim Yoinai, but the bully, his whole life was what's going to look like. These are all inyanim that he saw, Ruach Kotchoy, going to be when the Gula comes. He was talking about the Indian of Gair before it became fashionable to be a Gair, because he broke through that shahr. And now the night it's happening. It's clear what goes on by the coastal. I'm telling you, they come. They used to be tourists. They come, take a picture, and go away. Now they sit there davening. They sit there davening for half an hour. They can stand there and manage davening. Basically, it's filling the corridor. It's all too much for that.